Ovarian cancer is known as the silent killer. The disease presents with vague symptoms, there's no easy way to test for it, and the survival rate is below 50%. Now a Hunter Valley couple is funding a 10-year research fellowship to try to turn that around, as Karen Thomas reports.
Brian and Faye McGuigan know the pain of losing someone to ovarian cancer all too well. 27 years ago, their 21-year-old daughter Vanessa died after a 2-year struggle with the disease.
When that sort of thing happens to you, it's very difficult because after losing someone who's so close to you, it's very difficult to get on with life because life seems a bit hopeless and you can't believe that this has happened to you.
They don't want other parents to have to experience this pain. The couple is funding a 10-year fellowship at the Hunter Medical Research Institute in Vanessa's memory.
We wanted to salute our daughter and also to diminish, hopefully, the pain and suffering that sufferers of the disease go through. We thought if we can do something that lessens that anguish on people, then all to the good.
We're very happy to be involved now because helping others is important. You know, treat others how you'd like to be treated is a nice way to think as well.
Dr. Nicola Bowden is the lead researcher on the project. She describes the 10-year fellowship as unprecedented.
At the moment, we usually get funded for three or four years maximum for our salaries. So as a research fellow, 10 years, we'll see it all the way through clinical trial at least, and I'm really hopeful that we'll get to clinic in that time as well.
Her work is focused on improving the treatment process.
So we're looking at a set of DNA repair proteins and looking at if they can predict whether or not a patient has responded to their chemotherapy. And long term, we'd like to look at combinations of chemotherapy drugs that will switch those proteins back on and get chemotherapy to work again. Sometimes patients have treatment without knowing that they're not going to respond. So hopefully our test will avoid patients having treatment that we know is not going to work.
She also hopes to be able to tailor treatment to individual women.
To give the oncologists who treat the patients more information so they can make treatment decisions that are going to be more effective. At the moment it's a little bit of one size fits all treatment. And we'd like to make that more personalised so the patients get the best treatment that they can.
The McGuigans just hope it can prevent other people from going through the pain they went through.
We've all got to put something back into our society if we can. And God willing, that will help other people, other sufferers in the future, not have to go through the same anguish that Vanessa did.
It doesn't, you know, just fade away. It continues right through your life.
That's philanthropist Faye McGuigan ending that report from Karen Thomas.